Welcome to SGMC Conversation Podcast.
Welcome to our first episode of SGMC Conversations, the official podcast of SGMC Capital. I am Massimiliano Bondurri, founder and CEO of SGMC Capital, and together we will be discussing the most relevant and noteworthy developments within the investment world, our expectations for financial markets, and how to position portfolios for future trends, but also much, much more than that. So stay tuned. Joining us today is Edmond Gomes, our CIO, who will take us through what happened during the last Fed meeting and why it will be so relevant for markets going forward.
Hi, welcome to our podcast. Thanks for listening in. So this is about the Federal Reserve meeting last night. They concluded their meeting. Interest rates were left unchanged. Policy was left unchanged. At the same time, the dot plot indicated a more hawkish view of the future. So now about 13 of the 18 officials see at least one rate hike in 2023. That's still 18 months away, but even then. So the economy continues to be on the mend, and while the Fed still views some part of the current inflation data as transitory, some part of it will have a lasting impact, and that's being priced in. So employment is one area which is on the right track. Jobs are being created, but the Fed would like to see much stronger progress here. The number of jobs lost in the pandemic that still need to be recouped still remains in the millions. So the immediate reaction in the markets to the Fed's decision and Fed Chair Powell's press conference was weaker bonds, weaker equity, and a stronger dollar. So let's look at these now in a little more detail. So in portfolios, we've broadly avoided long duration fixed income exposure for the longest time. And the impact on bond portfolios as a result of that is quite negligible. We'd like to see prices go lower so that we can buy some, into a larger sell-off. And the 10-year yield is now in the region of around 1.5, 1.55. That's bang in the middle of the range between about 140 and 175 that we've seen since March. Our expectation is that rates gradually move higher, the potential for the 10-year going to 2% by the first half of 2022, but nothing much more dramatic than that. The equity markets did sell off after the Fed decision, but they did claw back a lot last night. The NASDAQ did a little better than the S&P 500. And probably the equity market is viewing 2023 for a rate hike as little distant. We would probably see increased volatility in the coming days because there would be clearly some participants looking to reduce exposures given a slightly more hawkish Fed being priced in. And, you know, we are going to keep an eye out on this, but heading lower, if volatility picks up, we'd be happy to take exposure using options and structured products, which allow us to earn some premium or a coupon and create entry points which are way more favorable than the current levels. In the foreign exchange markets, the dollar sold strengthened considerably after Powell's speech and the updated dot plot. Euro dollar slightly below 120 as of right now. But as the Fed continues allowing markets to price in higher rates, other central banks, which have been talking a hawkish line, the Bank of Canada, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, would probably also accelerate their tightening program. So we could see against the high yielding currencies, the dollar, you know, stuck in a range for some time. But against the lower yielding currencies, the Swiss franc and the Japanese yen in particular, we'd expect the dollar to outperform. So, you know, we could look to take some positions there. Over the next few days, the Fed officials will try and fine tune their message in their media appearances, public forum discussions that they have. So we will see some amount of insight that we could glean from these communications. And the next Federal Reserve meeting is end of July, and that's followed by the annual Jackson Hole Symposium at the end of August, and we'd help understand the evolving outlook a lot better from these meetings. We will keep you updated. Thanks so much for listening in. Bye-bye.